ABC Radio Australia.
An Australian pilot who was left a quadriplegic after a deadly helicopter crash in Papua New Guinea more than 14 years ago says he feels he's been treated like an enemy by his former employer. At the time of the crash, Bruce Towers was flying for Heavylift, a PNG aviation company that works primarily with resource companies. After a prolonged legal battle, he was recently awarded $5.6 million Australian dollars in damages after a court found that his employers had failed to warn him about weather conditions or provide appropriate flight instruments. But as Catherine Grau discovered, Heavylift is appealing, and so Bruce Towers' fight for compensation is far from over.
I was born in Port Moresby on the 27th of September 1950. My brother and myself were both born up there, and we spent most of our early life up there before we went to boarding school in Brisbane back in the 60s.
Bruce Towers clearly has a long connection to PNG. It's also a country that's considered to be one of the most challenging and dangerous places to be a pilot. So was that where his passion for flying began?
My father started flying back in the 60s and the 70s. He was involved in theatres, picture theatres, between Madang, Popondetta and Moresby. And we used to take the film stock and stuff for the company from A to B in that time. We used to use aircraft, and I sort of got into flying, but the love that really got me was I got into parachuting in 1969. I used to fly parachuting aircraft as well as jump. I had always a love for helicopters, and I got into helicopters in 1990, went on from there. And I just wanted to fly back in New Guinea, and that's how I got a job with Heavylift. I applied and went through the hoops, and then they said, yeah, all right, you come up here and we'll start you through the check and training, which I did, which was very intensive. And it went on from there. And so as soon as I was through, I was put straight to line and I started working for Oil Search down at Sisabia, down in, on the Lake Morrow area. And that's where I got caught one afternoon in the cloud.
That afternoon changed your life forever. For those who don't know the details of your crash back in 2006 that left you unable to walk and tragically three people died in it, can you tell us what happened?
Well, the thing was, I was transporting oil workers, Wantorks, back from their sites. I'd take them out in the mornings and bring them home at night. I'd been on the third trip. The weather always is changeable. So even in 5 minutes, you think that it, you know, it could be there. And there was cloud in the area. And they say that they advised me on the radio that there was fog in the area. But sometimes with radios next to mountains, you don't get all of the conversation. It's sort of like a breakup of a mobile phone. This phenomenon that I got up there, and I've been in the whiteouts and everything in Antarctica, but all of a sudden, the cooling of the atmosphere, and because it was 100% humidity, it just went into sheer thick cloud. And that's what got me. And this particular helicopter that I was using had bat's bear instrumentation in it for flight. Normally, they'll have an artificial horizon, which is a gyro instrument. If you've got one of those, you can fly in cloud, no trouble at all. I can fly in cloud, but the trouble is you need these gyro-based instruments in the helicopter to do it. I had none. I never intended to go into cloud, but I got caught in this cloud, and the only thing I tried to do was slow right down and walk the helicopter down the side of the mountain. I had the trees, which were 50-metre high trees, right outside my door. I didn't have a door on at the time because we used to fly without the door during the day. I just had the tops of the trees to give me the horizon and down. And I must have chipped a blade or something like that, or the back tail rotor, and down through the trees we went 150 feet, banging. And the fact that any of us survived, I don't know why, But I'm really sort of down and out that three gentlemen, two on impact, were killed, and a third gentleman died with me on the way to Moresby.
Bruce Towers' case has been in and out of the courts over the years. He'd sued his employer Heavy Lift for damages in negligence. And in 2016, an Australian court found the company had failed to provide Mr. Towers with proper flying instruments and adequate training. Just last month, an Australian judge ordered Heavy Lift to pay Mr. Towers just over $5.6 million Australian dollars in damages. But the company is now appealing that. Not to have the total amount thrown out, but it is just requesting to pay nearly $1 million less in compensation. It argues the trial judge didn't get it right in terms of the life expectancy for Mr. Towers.
All of the way I've been fought at, and it's just been pretty hard, and this has really knocked the sale out, because I thought that after the winning of the court case and an appeal, that we won that, most of my medical bills and loss of work and things like that, and now I'm a C5-6 quadriplegic. I can't move too much. You know, like I try to do as much as I can. This has really been the salt in the wound.
And you say the pilots and PNG are backing you in this legal fight, and that if you were ever to return to PNG, the beers would be on them. Why is that? Is this more than a fight just for yourself?
That's a sort of a word that I've heard through the grapevine. You know, pilots, we all talk. While everything's going, everything's rosy. But as soon as something breaks down and somebody gets injured or something of that nature, and it's a fight to get some compensation, that's when it really hurts, that you've got to sort of work. And the fact that I've spent 14 years so far on this case, and people said, geez, Towers, you've got a lot of guts to keep going. I said, well, we're just doing what we think is right.